A conference of international donors in London says it expects the Palestinian Authority to receive just over $1 million in financial support this year to address the grave humanitarian and economic crisis in the Palestinian territories. Israeli and Palestinian delegates are participating in London talks aimed at Palestinian reform efforts, even as violence flares in the Gaza Strip. Donors say the London conference shows the international community is committed to seeing serious peacemaking efforts revive between Israelis and Palestinians, despite the threat of war in Iraq taking center stage. They express concern over the deepening humanitarian crisis in the Palestinian territories, where waterborne diseases are spreading and some 2 million Palestinians require food assistance. But United Nations spokesman Michael Keating warned that the humanitarian crisis will not be stopped with aid, but only by breaking the cycle of violence.
The future is looking pretty bleak unless there is a political breakthrough which can break the cycle. I think the importance of this meeting was that there was agreement that should things unblock, there is a willingness to work together to meet these needs very quickly.
The donors, mainly the European Union, Arab League countries, and the United States, acknowledged recent reforms undertaken by the Palestinian Authority, but urged it to make more effort to increase security and the rule of law. They also called on Israel to ease restrictions on the movement of Palestinians and their goods. Nabil Shaath, the Palestinian Minister for Planning and International Cooperation, says the Palestinians have not received guarantees that Israeli armed forces will not destroy properties financed by the donors. He says the Palestinian Authority will continue its reforms, including the appointment of a prime minister.
We have embarked on the reform with gusto, with enthusiasm, because we feel that that reform is in the interest of our people. And therefore, financial reform, political reform, organizational reform, and judicial reform has continued.
Israel's foreign ministry delegate, Yossi Gal, says Palestinian reforms must be deep-rooted to eliminate violence.
No reform is worth its name unless an end is put to terror and violence. No reform is worthy its title unless it is a serious reform and a commitment in the areas of security and in the areas of putting an end to this terrible incitement against peace, against Israel and everything that we represent.
The donors say they have not pledged funds to Palestinian infrastructure, worried that this could be destroyed as long as the violence continues. Instead, money will go to supporting the salaries of Palestinian public employees, emergency food aid, cash for the poor, and employment-generating programs. Dale Gavlak, VOA News, London.